Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Faith, people complain about the TSA body scanners, but now there's a great new use for them. What?
Oh, finding the right size of clothes.
Exactly right. Huh. A company called My Best Fit is taking two potentially humiliating experiences, going through airport security and trying on jeans, and combining them into a perfect shame hybrid. Here's how it works. They put TSA-style scanners in shopping malls, and before you hit the stores, you get a full body scan to determine your exact measurements. It saves you time when shopping, and you can buy a souvenir photo of your nude body, suitable for framing.
You might not appreciate this enough, being a man, because vanity sizing has gone bananas for women. You know, if you buy really, really high-end clothes, a woman could be, say, an 8, and then you go to Old Navy, and you're a negative 000.
You mean you buy things smaller than you?
So these stores know that you're going to, if I try on something that's a smaller size, it makes me feel great about myself. Ah. So I'm more inclined to buy it.
Right. But what's amazing is like your gratitude is a symbol of this. It's like how quickly people's attitudes change. Because you're like, you go into one of these things at the airport, you're like, no way. No way are you invading my privacy, TSA. No way are you taking this surreptitious nude photo of me. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the mall and you're like, oh my God, it'll help me get into jeans that fit. Here, should I take off my clothes? Will that help the machine? What do you need me to do?
Wait a minute, but have people accepted this idea?
Yes.
Or have they just put it out there? Because what I think is a good idea is that you buy jeans at the airport.
Is this why you're always getting in the cab to go to the airport after the show with no pants on?
That's exactly right. I may as well.
Faith, two U.S. wineries, one based in New Jersey and one in California, are going to federal court over a supposed trademark violation. They each want to be known as the wine especially made just for whom?
A box.
No, this is the intended consumer, not the vehicle of delivery. Well, but there are two wine companies, one based in California, one based in New Jersey, and they both use the same term in their wine label.
Oh. Just for kids.
Close.
Close? So close, okay. Just for pregnant women.
You said pregnant women. It's close enough. The answer is mommies. Mommies. It turns out Desperate Housewives isn't just a hit TV show. It's a growing demographic for fine wine. California winery Clos La Chance Wines claims their brand name, Mommy Juice, is nothing like Mommy's Time Out, the brand of wine sold by the New Jersey company that filed the suit. Both wineries apparently hope to tap into a similar market, Terrible Mothers. But distributors in New Jersey claim they thought of it first, and they worry similar labels will just confuse the customers who are, of course, already drunk by 3 p.m. Sommeliers describe the wines, the mommy wines, as being full-bodied with subtle hints of diaper and top notes of minivan and sleep deprivation.
No, don't have that. That's mommy's juice.